So, Mr. Akufo-Addo, the president has been in power for 4 years in the country. Why do you think the country needs change?
First of all, he's been in power 8 years. He spent 2 or 3 years as vice president. But the party, his party which brought him, has been there for 8 years. The reason why the country needs change is very simple. The economy of our country has gone into a poor shape under the management of the president and his party. And there's a lot of difficulties for our people. There's no work for a lot of the young people. And they're looking for a new direction that will solve some of these basic problems that they have. Social services are in crisis in our country. Our health system is in crisis. So is our educational system. So all around, we're going through moments of great difficulty. And it's clear to me that the country needs new people and a new direction. And I believe that that is what the Ghanaian people are after.
A lot of your young supporters I talked to actually said they're going to vote for you because you promised to create jobs. How are you going to do that?
We're going to strengthen the economy. We're going to grow the economy. We're going to create jobs in the same way as jobs are created all over the world, like in Germany, everywhere. Expand the economy, grow the economy, put in measures, policies that would allow that to happen. And when we expand the economy, strengthen Ghanaian enterprise and the private sector, we believe that is the way forward for creating jobs. And we believe we can do this in a relatively short period of time. We can turn around the economy in a relatively short period of time. We intend to devote a lot of our energy also to reviving Ghanaian agriculture and productivity. And we believe that is also an avenue for creating a lot of jobs.
Well, this is going to be quite an expensive process. And as far as I understand, money-wise, it does not look too good for Ghana right now. Where are you taking the funds from?
We're going to grow the economy. We're going to put in measures that are going to strengthen the private sector to be able, and then also bring discipline in our public accounts. I think that these two measures are ways of increasing the volume of money in the system, reducing the ratio of our debt to our GDP, and opening up the economy. We believe if we put in the right measures too, we expect a lot of inward investment into the country, which will be a very serious avenue for us to raise the money.
You are, allow me to say, a veteran politician yourself. Why do you believe the young people would think that you are the right person to change things?
They told you. You say that because they believe that I'm capable of leading a government that will bring about a lot of jobs in our country.
That's what your supporters say, but there's a lot of other people who say otherwise.
Well, fortunately for us, we live in a country where people are entitled to their diverse opinions. But I believe we have a lot to offer. The age is not a factor for me. I think the one matters more are the policies and the attitude with which we bring to government. We're going to cut out a lot of the waste and corruption of the Mahama era and make sure that the public finances of our country are on a healthy footing.
You said earlier there are some signs that there might be election rigging. If that proves,
I haven't said that so far. What I'm saying is that we want to have a credible election. I think it is in the interest of the people of Ghana, it is in the interest of the state of Ghana, and it is certainly in the interest of the MPP, the party I lead, that we should have a credible election.
So far, you're sure there will be a credible election?
We have good arrangements have been put in place. What I hope is that tomorrow those arrangements will be followed. And if those good arrangements that are in place are followed, we will have a good election.
If they are not followed, would you be willing to go to court?
We'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But we believe we're going to win. We're going to win an outright victory. And the people of Ghana are ready for a change.